Oh boy, not even close. The actual time is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. That's true, you know. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm probably most well known for my ability to drink tea. Oh, good tea today. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is what I need. Oh, it's so good. Mmm. Yes. Yummy, delicious tea. I love it. I need it. And I'm glad I'm drinking it today because it's a little bit cool again today. It's windy outside and a little bit rainy. So it's a little bit cool inside my house, so I'm drinking some nice warm tea, and that's yummy. That's good for me. All right. Well, we can't waste any more time. I know what you want. I know what you're waiting for. So let's start up the numbers machine right here. What are the numbers today? I wonder what the numbers could be. Let's start this up.
The numbers are... 3 3 9 number 4 4 9 number 4 6 5 number 5 0 3 number 7 8 6 number 8 0 6 number 9 8 9 Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, numbers lady. Thanks for giving us some lovely numbers today. I hope your number was called. I'm glad mine wasn't. Right, so what am I doing? Today I'm drinking tea. What I should be doing is fitting that slide to my finger. I still haven't gotten around to that. So, yeah, good tea. That's a little project I'm going to work on a little bit later. I'm going to cut up some little foam and get that big slide fitted so I can start sliding on my bigger guitars. Is this something I really want to do? I don't know, but we're going to find out. Oh, and look at this. Look at this. As I walk into my kitchen, yes, I am just walking around in my house. I'm looking out the window. It's snowing like crazy all of a sudden. I mean, we've got big snowflakes. They're blowing around. And when I say big, I mean 1 centimeter in diameter. Blowing around like crazy. Blowing around. When did this start? It couldn't have started more than 10 minutes ago. Jeez, my deck is covered with snow. Everything is white. Is this going to last? Could it possibly last? Is it cold enough? I didn't think it was cold enough. Well, it must be cold enough at higher altitudes because my thermometer is reading, oh, I don't know, about 36 degrees? 36 degrees Fahrenheit? That's like what? 1 degree? No, that's like 2 degrees Celsius. So, yay. We've got some snow today. Am I excited about that? I don't know. Do I need to go do stuff today? Not really. But, do I have food? Got plenty of food. Don't need to go to the store, but I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, I can see it out this window, too. Look at all that snow. All that snow looks like magic. Oh, yes, we're in a winter wonderland. Ooh, yeah, so much magical snow and winter wonderlanding. Oh, makes me want to go outside and do what? I don't know. Do I want to go sledding? Do I want to go sliding around on ice? Yes, that's what I want to do, but it's not nearly cold enough to freeze anything over. So, yeah, and this reminds me of something else. Last night I was thinking about snow or something for some weird reason, and I remembered that as a child, I was with multiple people when they saw snow for the first time. The first guy I was with, that was my friend Alan, and he moved up from Florida. He was born way down south, and how old was he? Like, even like 10 years old when he moved to Omaha. And that winter when it snowed, I remember standing around outside school with him before school started in the snow, and it's snowing. He's like, "Oh, this is the first time I've ever seen snow." And I'm like, "Really? That's weird. You're weird." Magic. Oh, and then, of course, a couple of years later, that's when we started getting all of the Laotian immigrants coming to Omaha and our neighborhood. And I remember a lot of those kids. I remember the first time they saw snow, they were about losing their minds. And, and that turns into an interesting story, because who was it that broke their collarbone? Was that Dao Leung? Yeah, we were, during school, during like recess after lunch, we were all outside and we were playing. Well, there was this parking lot. Our school, you know, the upper parking lot wasn't used as a parking lot during school hours. And so we could stand around on it. Because, you know, how do you play in the middle of winter in a parking lot? Yeah, you don't do anything. You just stand there. But one of the corners of the parking lot was frozen over. It had been wet, and there was just a big, huge sheet of ice, many square meters of ice. And we were just running at it and sliding on it. And that's when Dao Leung fell and broke his collarbone at school. Yeah, the most dangerous place in the world. School. It's a magical place. Yeah, I really need to stop doing that. So maybe we shall. Oh, and that's, what else was I? Oh, yeah, I saw something last night that I didn't want to see. I saw this documentary about Vox amplifiers. And, you know, yeah, Vox amplifiers, they're great and everything. I love them. And then they started talking about some other side stuff, and then I started getting some weird ideas. And I thought, I wonder if I could build a blank. And I'm not going to tell you what the blank is, because that's a secret right now. You might find out about this later. So that's the other thing I need to do today, is I need to go down into my basement and dig through all my electronic parts to see if I have the parts that I need to build this particular project. Oh wait, I have all my inventory on computer. Can't I just ask my computer if I have all the stuff I need? Yeah, let's do that. Hey computer, do I have all the electronic parts I need to build a Computing. No, you need to go to Radio Shack. Yeah, too bad Radio Shack doesn't exist anymore. Otherwise, I might consider doing something like that. I'm trying to think of what all I need. There's one particular inductor that I need. It's always the inductors. It's always the inductors. And I know what you're thinking. Well, Tom, why don't you just wind your own... Yeah, don't even get me started. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. Broom. So let's play some music. Oh, Oh, that's fun. Let's make little warp-a-warp-a noises. Okay, as fun as this is, I am actually starting to bore myself. Yeah, so I'm done with that. So maybe we need to have a real musical interlude. Who wants to hear some actual real music? And I've got something that we haven't heard for a while. So we're going to crank up some of the sparks today. Yes, the sparks. But what song is it going to be? It took me a while to decide which way I wanted to go. Because the sparks are basically known for a couple of songs. And to be honest, I Predict is probably my favorite Sparks song. But since nobody else has ever seemed to have heard it, we're going to go in a different direction today. Some underrated stuff. This should have gotten huge. This doesn't make any sense to me. This was, of course, The Sparks with Eaten by the Monster of Love from all the way back in 1982. These guys were brothers, right? Man, they came up with some good stuff, but I think they were just a little bit ahead of their time. You know, I'm trying to think. If they would have put that off for a couple of years, would that have done any good? I don't know. I do not know, but I'm really, really big fan of Sparks. And, you know, whenever you're listening to the radio and it's 80s weekend, you never hear that. You never hear Eaten by the Monster of Love by Sparks, a seminal 80s hit. that was used in everybody's favorite 80s movie. And now, wait, now I'm trying to remember. Which 80s movie was that used in? What 80s movie was Eaten by the Monster of Love used in? Was it Valley Girl? Was it Valley Girl, or was it... or was it Fast Times at Ridgemont High? The two interesting things about this is these are two films made by female directors who went on to become monsters. And that was Amy Heckerling. Amy Heckerling did Valley Girl, and Penelope Spheeris did Fast Times. Oh, wait, or do I have that backwards? Oh, you can do the research at home, kids. Because I'm too busy drinking tea. Sometimes it takes a nip at me, but I'm too quick to ever be eaten by the monster of love. Good stuff. This tea is delicious, too. Yeah, my favorite song by Sparks is I Predict. Just for that one line. There's so many great lines in that song, but the one that gets me every time is, you're gonna take a walk in the rain and you're gonna get wet. I predict. And then at the end, and this song will fade out. Yes, this song will fade out. Yes, this song will fade out. I predict. As the song fades out. Good stuff. Good tea. But it occurs to me, are these guys faders? I'm going to have to get out their albums. No. I'm going to have to listen to all the rest of their material to see if all of their songs fade out. And that makes me wonder. I'm going to have to look this up. Now that I'm giving this some thought, I'm wondering if these guys had a decent home studio. Because their music just has that vibe of spending a lot of time in the studio, which is an extremely expensive thing to do, unless, of course, you just, you know, happen to have a studio in your basement or something. Which, you know, is convenient, and that's where we get a lot of good music. People messing around. And speaking of messing around, I need some more music, and, oh, should I do it? My hand is hovering over a play button. Should I hit the play button? Should I subject you to more of my own personal madness? Yes! And that's why we're going to do some Kumamiko dancing right now. Everybody, get on your feet. Do the dance with me. Let's rock. Sasa, onige nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, onige nasai. Dose, tsuite konesho, Kuma-san, Kuma-san, omite oshi. Yappa, barechaimashita.
Nah. えてよ。
どうせわかんないでしょ、ミコさんミコさんカトリーナ。
やっぱおしゃれしたいし、
でも都会怖いし、
石投げられちゃうよ。
ラッセラッセラッセ、そんなことされないから。
いいよ投げられる。
ラッセラ
ッセ、ちょっとお金底なしだね。
みんなバカにする。
それなら田舎にずっといましょう。
シャネシャネベジェベジェベジェ。オーケー村人カムゲイ。
ミコさんミコさん、クマで村のミコさん。死ねべ死ねべ、フェイスのぶっこも死ねべ。
Bedtime. That's the last line. Bedtime. My other favorite line in that song is in the pre-chorus where I don't remember exactly what the line is in Japanese, but it's in English it means we don't have cell service because we're out in the boonies. We do have Wi-Fi though. Our convenience store isn't very convenient. Our convenience story is not very convenient. Ooh, why is that so funny to me? I don't know. I love that. I love that song. That's Kumamiko Dancing. That is the ending credits music for the anime Kumamiko, which is absolutely great. And I love that song. That's obviously the long version. The version that you hear on TV is only about 40 seconds long. Just great. Good stuff all around. Kumamiko Dancing. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. All right. So wait, let me get back to my tea here. I'm getting kind of... Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, that was the one. That was the delicious sip. Yeah. Yeah, we've hit that perfect time to drink the tea. It's just right, just hot enough. Mm. Without being too hot. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put the lid back on here. And let's think about what we're doing for a second. That's all we do is drink tea around here. Well, drink tea and watch football. Well, you know, drink tea, watch football, and brush the cat. Well, you know, drink tea, watch football, brush the cat, and watch 90210. Oh boy, I hope Koenig's in here today. We're seeing a meeting. Does he have a conference call? conference calls. Why do they exist? Why? It's 2001. Wait, what year is this? Yeah, this is the 2000s. This is the future. We still have conference calls? Man, I remember when I used to have to do conference calls and I would just do everything to screw them up. Yeah, I worked for this one company, and this every once in a while we had this weird regional manager who was very officious and he had to feel like he had his hands in certain things that he didn't need to have his hands in. And we had to sit through time-wasting conference calls. We'd had to have 10 guys sitting around just for one guy to tell one other guy like 3 words, and it doesn't make any sense at all, but neither does 90210.
Why would I want to do that? You handled yourself like a pro with that caller last night. It was very impressive.
Brenda's been working the sex lines.
Oh, good, I'm glad you feel that way.
1-900, wait, 1-900.
So, 90210. On that note, what do you say we take it from the top? Okay. Hi, Brenda.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be doing a little experimenting later. That's great. And here we have, what was her name? Gabriela Cartieris, who was, what, 44 years old when she got the part of a 17-year-old teenager? And you should see what Shannon Doherty's wearing right now. She's wearing those weird flower pot overalls that were popular there for a while, for like 1 year, until everybody sort of realized how stupid they look wearing that stuff and how bad it makes you look. Oh, yes, look, my waistline starts before my ribs end. So let's hike those overalls way up and then put straps on it to make sure everything looks extra, extra unattractive. Wait, here's Dylan and Brandon.
Yeah. It's Manhattan Beach. Swells were breaking 3 to 5 feet this morning. You going out with me again?
Oh, probably not, now that I'm on the verge of making it with an older woman.
Oh, Slim, I'm impressed. Who's the lucky lady?
Her name's Nina. She used to work at the Peach Pit. She's hot, but in an organic kind of way. Kind of like Deborah Winger.
What, but she's a hippie?
Hey, listen, you've been with an older woman before, right?
What?
It's not my style.
3 to 5 foot swells?
What's your question?
Okay. If we... If we...
If you go surfing? Yeah, you might want to find... You might want to find some better waves. 3 to 5 foot swells. Come on, homie. We get bigger waves than that in Nebraska. Surf Nebraska, kids. It's good for you. I just can't take it anymore. Why isn't my life more like 90210? I don't understand. Why? At least I'm not wearing a swatch, never have, never will, and I don't need to explain that to you because you should already understand that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 90210, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.